ask that you continue to be with us, continue to look down from high above, and continue, Lord, to pour your blessings out upon us. Lord God, I ask now that you take me and hide me behind your cross and that you speak through me.
Yes, God.
I ask that you give your people ear to hear what it is that you have to say to me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I take this opportunity to thank my pastor for giving me this opportunity to speak to y'all this morning. Amen?
Amen.
And I would like to thank you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, for coming out. Amen. And I hope that I don't waste your time this morning. Amen. Amen. The title of my message this morning is You Are the Beneficiary. Amen. You are the beneficiary. And I'm gonna try and cover number one, benefits, number two, how and why, and number three, how we got them. Amen. 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 So starting off here, about the benefits. You know, we talk about benefits all the time, but benefits, when we think about benefits, we normally associate them with the job, amen, or we associate them with some type of medical plan, amen, or we associate them with some type of club or something that we're a part of. We want to know the benefits. With the job, you know, we look at the job, and the things we like to see from a job is that, oh, vacations. You know, how does the vacation plan work? How much time do I get off? That's part of the job benefits. Benefits are things that attract you. Amen? You wouldn't go to a job that only offer you 1 week vacation when there's another job that offer you two. Why? Because the one with two is a better benefit than the one with one. Amen? So we look at benefits in that way. You know, I know my sons. I have three sons, in case most of you know, and all three of them are in law enforcement. Amen? Different agencies. Amen? All three of them have worked their way up to detective. And so when they became detectives, the agency that they work for gave them a work car. That the work car, and they take the work car home, and whatever they need to do, they can use the job's car. They car sitting there, grass growing up around it, ain't moving, ain't putting nail drop of gas in it. They don't want to. You know what? When they need gas, they put gas in their work car. Because they ain't got to pay for it. Benefits. Benefit works for us. Amen. Benefits are good. Look, I ain't going to be long. I ain't going to be long. Those of you who know me know. I tell you what I got to say and I'm going to sit down. Amen. Listen. Benefits. Medical benefits. Amen. Things we look at for as benefits. Amen. We want to know the medical plan. Amen. Now, some medical plans give you more benefits than other medical plans. Amen? And so we want the most benefits that we can get. Amen? Why would we want to get a medical plan in which it pays only $50 on when you go see a doctor when you can have a medical plan that you pay $0? And they have these different plans now, and you see them all the time on TV. Call. Check out your plan. Do you get cash back in your medical plan? Amen. Does it offer dental? Does it offer visions? Amen. How much you have to pay for your prescription? Benefits. Benefits are something that what? That we all look for. Because why? It helps us. It's better for us. It works for our good. It always comes out when you can get something that has the most benefits for you. That's how benefits work. Now. If some offer you benefits and you receive the benefits, Now you become what? The beneficiary. Amen? Amen. So that brings me to the point of who is the beneficiary from death? Who is the beneficiary from death? For someone to be a beneficiary, someone else has to die. Amen? Amen. Now look, I can tell you the story. The movie that I watched was called Saving Private Ryan. Amen? And I know that most of you have seen this movie. It's an Army movie. Okay? And so this Private Ryan, he was into the Army along with his brothers. Amen? And I believe it was like four of them. And three of them got killed. Three of them got killed. And so they found out that there was only one left. And that one was Private Ryan. Now look. So they decided, because the way the military worked is that, okay, if you're the only one left, they need to get you out and get you back home. So you won't kill your bloodline. Amen? So they sent this group of guys, I don't know, in the Army, they call them what, platoons or squads or something, but it was like about eight or ten of them. They sent these guys to say, look, you need to go and find this Private Ryan, and you need to get him out so we can get him back home. Amen? Now, they didn't know exactly where Private Ryan was. They knew the area, but they didn't know exactly where he was. So they went out to find Private Ryan, and guess what? It wasn't an easy task. It was not an easy task, because what? As they was going along, instead of trying to find Private Ryan, they run into a conflict. And so the guys that was going to find Private Ryan, as it turned out, they was being killed off. Amen? Now listen. What ended up happening is that they finally found Private Ryan. And instead, instead of Private Ryan wanting to get back home to save his bloodline, Private Ryan wanted to stay there with the rest of his buddies in this war zone. And they was telling him, well, you know, we need to get you out of here. So as it turned out anyway, they being in a pickle here. They was in a bad spot, in a bad place. And so what ended up happening is that all the guys that were sent to save this Private Ryan all died, with the exception of one. All died with the exception of one, and Private Ryan. Private Ryan lived. Now, the question I want to know is, who was the beneficiary of those guys being killed? Who was the beneficiary? Private Ryan was the beneficiary of all those guys being killed. Private Ryan was the beneficiary of all those guys being killed. When you think about it, you have one that's benefiting from many. You have one that's benefiting from many. Now, I think about, I'm finishing up here. Listen, I think about my mom, amen, when I was coming up, amen, and I got myself in a pickle, got myself in a bad spot. I was in a fix, but my mom put a fix on me, because Now listen, listen, listen. This is what my mom did. Amen. This is what she would say before the beating started. Amen. Listen, listen. She would say, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Now, for the life of me, I don't understand that. I do not understand that. And then she would tell me, number two is that it's for my benefit. Now, look. And then after she tell me that, then the beatings would start. Now, look, and I'm doing this dance, and, you know, and she started whacking on me, and I'm feeling all kind of pain. But till this day, I don't see how it was hurting her. I do not understand that. Till this day, I do not understand that. But listen, listen. I can look back now, since I've raised kids, and I can understand what she was telling me back then. Because the same thing happened today. It happens today all the time. When your kids do something and you have to put a beating on them, it hurts you to have to beat your child. But guess what? It benefits them. It benefits them. The Bible says so. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, look, I said all of that to bring you to this point. If one died for all, we're all dead. If one died for all, then all we're dead. See, the Bible says is that through the first man, Adam, through Adam, we all have what? Sin and come short of the glory of God. We all had taken on sin. Amen? That was through Adam. Amen? And so you notice how God rates that this one man affect everybody. The one man, Adam. Adam messed it up for all of us. He did. Adam did what? He put us all in a pickle. Adam put us all in a bind. He put us all in a fix. The one man, Adam. And so God, in his wise and infant thinking here, and looking down and saying, okay, who can I send in order to get man out of this pickle? Who can go down and put man in a better position than what he's in now? And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says, here am I. Send me. Amen. And so Christ came down through 42 generations. Amen. Amen. And he came down and he hung on the cross. Amen. Amen. And listen. And he shed his blood. So look at God. Look at the work of God here. Through one man, we all was in a bind. And then through the one man, he fixed us all. He put us all in a better a position here. He got us out of the pickle we was in through the one man. And for whose benefit was it? Who are the beneficiary of what God had done for us? Amen? And so, look, anybody say, did he do that for you to just go out here and just live any kind of way? Just stop trying to jump up and down and say, oh, thank you, Lord. And then just go about your merry way. Don't give God nothing. Don't give him no time. You don't give him no money. You won't give him anything. It's all about you. Is that why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ spilled his blood? How appreciative of you when you get the benefits that Christ have put upon you. We don't think about things at the time when we're going through. Listen. I'm like, I guess none of you people here, but I was once young. Amen. And I once was out there. Amen. Hey, listen. I'm telling you the truth. Listen. I go to the club. Listen, and I'm dancing before I can get in the door because I hear the music. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. And when they call, last call, man, I was like, oh, no, don't stop. And I'm telling you the truth. You people don't know nothing about this. Listen. I said, like, not only that, but look, when I was in the military, I would stagger up on the boat. And I would rip my civvies, they call it. Take those civvies off real quick, you know, and slip on my uniform and stagger up to get in line. And I'm standing there, they don't never come on time. And I'm just standing there almost to pass out. Amen. And finally they'll come out and they'll do the muster. And here I go, run, right there, and then, and now I'm jumping in bed. The sun is up. It's daytime. I done been out there all night long. All night long. Listen, that ain't got nothing to do with y'all. I know y'all didn't do this. I'm telling you about me. I did some stuff, and I done been some places. Amen. And I just thank God, amen, that he kept me. Amen. 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 Look, people. Look, as I close. Listen. You are the beneficiary from the one. Private Ryan was the beneficiary for many. See how God had worked that thing? You see what I'm saying? Listen. It took one to work that thing for us. And now you can stand up and you can shout and you can say as Apostle Paul, as he told death, oh, death, where's your sting? Why? Because he's taking that from you. Apostle Paul say, oh, grave, where's your victory? You have none. Death has no power over you. Because guess what? When you die, you move into a better place. Come on. So does your loved ones. It hurts us, yeah, but when you understand and you know that where they are going is better than where you at. Oh, man, I'm not telling you not to cry and not to miss your loved one. But you got to understand, they don't have to stand here and ride up and down these roads, listen, and put up with folks like me. They don't have to do that. Because I know that I'm probably the only bad one out there. Because when people get in my way and piss me off, I say, really? Why are you even out here? If you don't want to drive, park your car and walk. Because you all up in my way. That's what I say. I say, really? And I try and keep my calm. Because it don't matter what time I leave. Amen. If I need to be there in 2 hours, I can leave 4 hours ahead of time. But the guy who needs to get to where he want to go next day is right waiting for me. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed, man. I hope I've said something there. There.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huff Smith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."